This is Rebbe from Yofa.net, and you're listening to a recording from the Weight Drop Workshop. In the chapter on purpose, I talked to you about being like a little kid who's always asking why. And in Abraham language, you know, Abraham talks to us a lot about what you want and why you want it. And that's, you know, you have to remember when I wrote this book, this was about the same time that Abraham was first coming through Esther. I did not know about Abraham at this time, but it is a similar message, just different languaging here. And so what I'm talking about here is always asking why. So if you just say, I want to lose weight, why? Because I want to fit into this dress, or I want to fit into these pants, or that's a pretty superficial answer. And if you had a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old sitting around and they asked you why, and you said because I want my pants to fit better, they would say why. And I want you to ask yourself that and go down many levels of why until you get to a real reason. And what I mean by a real reason is that it's something that is a soul intention. It's not just a reactive reason. So when you start saying, yeah, well, I want to achieve my ideal weight because, and you just got some reason that's not really heartfelt, take it further. Keep asking why. Let me see the examples that I have here. I'll just read one of them to you in case you're not near the book. So why do I want to lose weight? Because I want to look good. Why? Because I want to attract other people. Why? Because I want people to like me. Why? I would like to be in a relationship. Why? Because I want to have someone to spend my life with. Why? Because I don't want to be alone. Why? Because I would get lonely. Why? Because I have a lot of love in me and I want to share. Now, we've gone through all these more superficial answers, and when you get to something like that, I have a lot of love in me that I want to share, you know that that's true. That's a central part of your nature. It's a good exercise to do to find your purpose. You always know that if it comes back to love, if it comes back to full self-expression, if it comes back to making contribution to the world, something that's positive and bright and automatically puts a smile on your face when you think about it, that's a real desire. That's a real purpose. And you've hit a good point in the why game. I'll see you on the next recording.